it's not surprising that these images often color teens' ideas of what sex should be like.
It's not as good as masturbating.
Calum is a young man living in England with a long-time porn compulsion. He spoke with English journalist Martin Dobney, saying that he's had sex with women and it just doesn't compare.
It's not as good because they're not as good as the porn. Obviously, the porn girls have done it a lot more and a lot more confident.
And with pornography so ever-present, some teens become addicted to it, sometimes at heartbreakingly young ages.
So 12 to 13, all the way up to probably 14, it was kind of there, uninterrupted. I became almost numb to it. It became such a part of my pretty much daily routine.
Nathan, a teen in Utah, eventually admitted what was going on to his parents and was ultimately able to quit. But for others, it's not that easy.
I started to isolate myself. Because I hated what I was doing. I hated that I couldn't stop.
Brianne is now 23, but remembers just how strong her addiction was during all of her high school years.
I would say that this is something that was not just me. I knew tons of students who were in my grade, my peers, who were struggling with the same thing.
For Calum, he says it crept up on him.
At first, obviously, I didn't know the limits and the bounds of what is extreme. Until I'd speak to my friends and I'd find out how much they view of porn, and it just didn't compare. Like, every bit of spare time I have in the day is watching porn.